We're calling it actually International Women's Week, which I think is fantastic.
Well, I was going to go for the whole month. But we celebrated International Women's Day this week on March 8th. And at the town of Wasaga Beach, women play an integral role in our organization. I'm female. Our deputy mayor is female. We have several female department heads and women in numerous roles. And last year I started a tradition of where we all go outside of the building here and we take a picture, and it's amazing how many are here, and I'm very proud of the women that I work with. They are smart, caring, and very engaged in all that they do.
I know. It's been fantastic. I've been watching, and not just the town of Wasaga Beach, but, you know, all the social feeds, I guess, in South Georgian Bay, and it's certainly been very powerful, empowering to see all the great messages of all the strong women that are leading the charge.
Yeah.
You got a pretty big update with the Simcoe County School Board on the status on the new school for the beach.
We are very pleased to see the board moving ahead with the elementary school with an expected opening date of 2023. It's great news for our young families in the community. It will be located in the Sunnydale Trails development off Sunnydale Road. The other positive aspect of it is that the town has an agreement with the board for recreation space at the new school, which will allow town access for community use during evenings and weekends and summer holidays and things like that. The other encouraging message that board chair Jody Lloyd relayed on February 24th was that they're looking at hopes of having a high school open for the 2029-2030 school year. We've never had such a targeted date as that, so that is very encouraging. We know we're growing, but it all comes down to how many students we actually have, and so we can't just be looking at our population, because it depends how that population is made up. It's very exciting. It's something that we've waited for a very long time. And there are some in the community who are taking different numbers and saying, you know, we deserve this now, we can do this now. The reality is we would not end up with a school that is serving our students in the best manner. The
right.
programming just wouldn't be there and things. So we really encourage the public to reach out to the school board staff if they have questions. We have put a Q&A on our website. So, again, get facts, know the details, because it really just creates disappointment if inaccurate information is being shared out there.
How are we doing with the arena and the library, the capital campaign with the town of Wasaga Beach?
Construction's moving along. We have steel on site, so that's really exciting. We've done 3 monthly project update videos, so they will be through our social media as well as on our website for anyone who wants to see that. Our fundraising efforts continue to do well. Recently, we had a generous donation from the Anstey family. They gave $10,000 towards the campaign in memory of Doug Anstey, one of the original partners who built the Wasaga Stars Arena, also a former counselor and local businessman, and he passed away in 2006, so it's really nice of the family to do this in his memory. So we have lots more giving, and it's very exciting.